Activity 21. Listen to part of a lecture in a botany class.
The acacia is a genus of trees and shrubs of the mimosa family that originated in Australia and has long been used in building simple mud and stick structures there. The acacia is called a wattle in Australia, and the structures are made of wattle stuck together with daub, which is a kind of mud adobe. Now, this is interesting. The acacia's related to the family of plants known as legumes. And I'm sure you remember that legumes include peas, beans, lentils, peanuts, and pods with bean-like seeds. Some acacias actually produce edible crops. But other acacia varieties are valued for the sticky resin called gum arabic or gum acacia. And that is used widely in medicines, foods, and perfumes. A few varieties are grown for the dark, dense wood, which is just excellent for making pianos, or for the bark that is very rich in tannin, a dark, acidic substance used to cure the hides of animals to make leather. Let's see. Nearly 500 species of acacia have been identified and categorized and proven capable of survival in hot and generally arid parts of the world. But only a dozen of the 300 Australian varieties seem to thrive in the southern United States. Most acacia imports are low, spreading trees, but of these, only three flower. The Bailey acacia has fern-like silver leaves and small, fragrant flowers arranged in sort of rounded clusters. The silver wattles, similar to the Bailey acacia, but it grows about twice as high. And the Sydney golden wattle is bushy with broad, flat leaves, and it's the golden wattle with the showy, bright yellow blossoms. Okay, the black acacia is also called the blackwood. It has dark green foliage, and the blossoms are rather ordinary. But besides being a popular ornamental tree, the black acacia is considered valuable for its dark wood, which is used in making furniture and musical instruments. I think I mentioned that acacias are used to make pianos. Well, a piano made of black acacia is highly prized in the musical world. Now, some of you may have heard that the acacia's unique custom of blossoming in February in the United States has something to do with its Australian origins. But that just isn't so. It isn't the date. It's the quality of light that makes a difference for the flowering cycle of a tree. As you know, in the southern hemisphere, the seasons are reversed, and February, which is wintertime in the United States, is summertime in Australia. Actually, however, the pale yellow blossoms appear in August in Australia. So, whether it grows in the northern or the southern hemisphere, the acacia blossoms in winter.